will call from the United States of America. Stand by, American. Here's mail call. One big package of words and music and laughter delivered to you by the stars from whom you want to hear. An answer to the request you send to Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Once again, mail call has snared another one of your radio and screen favorites to take charge of tonight's etherized ink slinging. This particular correspondent has really sailed up the old ladder in a hurry. He has a radio program of his own, he's starring in pictures, and here he is now reaching for a pen and a high note, Dick Haynes.
To accentuate the positive feeling, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith, a pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene. To illustrate my last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. My last remark, Jonah in the whale, Noah in the ark, what did they do just when everything looked so dark? Man, they said we'd better accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.
Thank you very much. Well, looks like there's even a bargain day on mail call, because right about here, we're going to pick up four signatures for the price of one. When it comes to stirring together a bunch of voices to make one swell hunk of harmony, you just can't beat those four queens of song, the King Sisters. According to these here now program notes, I think we're about to hear Over the Rainbow.
There's a land that I heard of wish upon a star and wake up where the world is far behind me. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney top. That's where you'll find me.
Thank you, King Sisters. And now, unless I miss my guess by a nice couple miles, this next paragraph is going to be one of the grooviest collection of sharps and flats that ever tumbled out of a mail call letter. And here she is, one of your top favorites of the jukebox, a gal who's responsible for a lot of guys having Georgia on their mind. Miss Georgia Gibbs.
Thank you, Dick. That was a lovely introduction.
You know, at the risk of being corny, I'd like to say that you look as peachy as the state you were named after.
Thank you again. As a matter of fact, I was named after Georgia. Lots of kids in my family were named after states.
Well, then I'd understand how it happened if I ever run into a Minnesota Gibbs.
We haven't any Minnesotas that I know of, but there is one baby that they nicknamed California.
California?
On account of the type of climate, I think.
Well, now that we've straightened out your family background, how about a song?
Well, I have one that's a new blues called I'm in a Jam with Baby.
Well, start jamming, Georgia.
Right.
Start jamming. You know you will.
Around on the ground down where I belong. Who am I to deny that I'm out of my mind? You would have to be blind not to see that something's wrong. The reason is not hard to guess. So I'll just break down and confess. I'm in a jam
a solid gal, solid. And I'm sure all you guys and gals listening remember Dick Stabile, one of the greatest alto saxophone players that ever puffed a tour. And right now, Dick is a CPO in the Coast Guard. If you know anything about sailor pants, you know there's no room for a saxophone. However, Dick did show up with a mouthpiece, and we desired to add his name to mail call. So we went out and got him a sax. And here he is now with a special arrangement of The Man I Love and the able assistance of the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra. Dick Stabile. That was swell, Chief Petty Officer Dick Stabile. And now it's King Sisters time again. What's it going to be, girls?
Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
Well, tell us more.
ride in the wheel. Cause that's the night that my sweetie and I used to dance cheek to cheek.
I don't mind Sunday night at all. Cause that's the night friends come to call.
And Monday through Friday go fast.
And another week is sad.
The memories I usually see.
Until I hear you at the door.
Until you're in my arms once more. So Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week.
Tonight, friends come to call.
And Monday to Friday go fast. And another week is fast in a hurry. Saturday night is the loneliest night in the week. I sing the song that I sang for the memories I usually see. Until I hear you knock at the door.
That was swell, Kings. And after those songs by the King Sisters, that sax solo by Dick Stabile, and that tune by Georgia Gibbs, I guess we can safely say that Mail Call has covered every phrase of modern music.
I wish to take issue with that, Richard.
Why, it's Jimmy Durante. What's wrong, Jimmy?
Richard, I refute categorically every one of those preposterous falsifications.
Jimmy, just what do you mean by that?
You don't know, Dick? I was hoping that one of us would know.
Jimmy, are you inferring that we haven't had some great musical entertainment this evening?
Au contraire. I repeat that phrase for the sake of emphasis. You know, Dick, I merely wish to state that no discussion of music should omit the name of Durandy.
Well, do tell.
That is my intention. My good man, from time immemorial, the word music and the name Durandy have been synonymous.
Synonymous?
Yes, they go together like ham and eggs, like white tie and tails, like cigarettes and... Sorry, we ain't got none.
Well... I'm glad to see that you're artistically inclined, but tell me, in what form do you like music best?
Jeanette McDonald's.
No, Jimmy, you don't understand.
I do understand. I know there's a million good-looking guys, but I'm a novelty.
I was just asking in what way you're interested in music.
Well, I sing, of course.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm like Bing Crosby and Frank Sinatra put together.
You mean sweet and mellow?
No, bald and skinny.
Well, tell me, Jimmy, who discovered your voice?
Everybody. It's not hard to find, you know. Why, ever since I can remember, I've had music in my soul. It starts deep down in my heart.
Yes.
And when it gets to my throat, bedlam.
I suppose your voice has had quite a bit of training, Jimmy.
Naturally. I attended the best conservatory of music.
Juilliard Foundation?
I wouldn't feel dressed without one. My particular school had the finest pupils in the country.
I don't doubt it.
I'll never forget my last day at school, Dick. The teacher gave a signal, and four half-wits got up and sang a duet.
Four half-wits?
Yes, and was I embarrassed when my three partners couldn't carry a tune?
Oh, come, come, Jimmy. You're just trying to hide your light under a bushel.
So you're speaking of the news I learned.
Jimmy, there's only one way you can prove to me that you're a great singer.
I think I can understand what you mean, Dick. A little music, please. Stand in the wings, Dick, until I call you. Hey, let me hear that stand. Now, folks, I'm going to tell you about McAllister's got it. I'm going to tell you about McAllister's a pip. And when I'm finished telling you about McAllister's got it, why, it and pip will be the right word to describe her. She's not only got it, but she's got that. And between it and that, she's a pip. She's a little bit this, a little bit that, a little bit high and a little bit fat. But everybody wants my gal. She's a little bit on, a little bit in, a little bit ah, a little bit ah. You know, when I'm out with my gal, I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Don't you think she follows up with 7, 8, 9, 10, 11? A college graduate. But she's a little bit this, a little bit that, a little bit high and a little bit fat. But everybody wants my gal.
Tell me, Jimmy boy, now is that your gal?
That's not my gal.
Is that your gal?
That's not my gal.
But that's your gal?
That's not my gal. You don't understand. She's a little bit this and a little bit that. You're a little off, Professor. But everybody wants my gal.
What a gal, what a gal.
She's a little bit on, a little bit on, a little bit in, a little bit ah, but everybody wants my gal.
They want a gal.
You know, I walked into a stationery store, and I said to the clerk, I'd like to buy a fountain pen for my sweetheart. He said, a little surprise? I said, yes, a little surprise. She's expecting a Cadillac. But she's a little bit this, a little bit that, and a little bit high and a little bit fat, but everybody wants my gal. She doesn't like.
She doesn't like.
A shady joke.
A shady joke.
She doesn't hike.
She doesn't hike.
She doesn't smoke.
She doesn't smoke.
She doesn't swear.
She never swears.
She never flirts.
And never flirts.
She doesn't wear those flapper skirts.
Them flapper skirts.
She doesn't dance.
She doesn't dance.
She never sings.
She never sings.
So her romance don't mean a thing.
Why not a thing?
She doesn't use.
Why?
Those beauty stamps.
Don't have to.
But who refuses to show her cap?
Her pretty ankle.
You ask her name.
Give me what's her name.
Well, that's a wow.
It's a wow.
I'm not singing about a gal.
No.
I'm singing about a cow. She's a little bit this, a little bit that, a little bit hot, a little bit. But
oh,
everybody wants my gal.
Thank you. Thank you, Jimmy Durante and Eddie Jackson. Now, giving the mail that pours into the Armed Forces Radio Service a once over, it looks like the biggest favorite out your way is a song called I Dream of You. Since there's no one around here to stop me, I'll go right ahead and give you my version of the same. All right. My lips
to say. I want you so, more than you ever know, more than you dream I do.
Before putting a yours truly to this mail call letter, fellas, we'd like to add a last paragraph about the Seabees.
Yes, and you know, Dick, the Seabees have taken part in every major amphibious invasion in this war. They fight with one hand and they're with the other. You know, those islands we have in the Pacific wouldn't mean a thing without airstrips, supply depots, and sea bases. Well, we all want to say thanks to the men who build them, the Seabees.
That's right, Georgia. Well, that about does it for now, fellas. This mail call letter closes with signatures from Dick Hames, Jimmy Durante, Georgia Gibbs, the King Sisters, Chief Petty Officer Dick Stabile, the Armed Forces Radio Service Orchestra, and yours truly, Harry Bonzell. This program was arranged with the cooperation of the Hollywood Victory Committee. Another mail call will be coming your way the next time you hear... This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.